and obviously there's some things you got to work on.
Yeah, we didn't play as well as we wanted to, but we got some good tape to correct and to try to get better this upcoming week.
As a veteran, do you approach camp a little bit differently, like try to crescendo for week one of the regular season and just make sure everything's in line there, or do you take it differently?
You have to get ready to play, whether that's the first preseason game, the next practice. You need to come out ready to play, ready to learn something new every day. So that's the way I take it. I know that coach will have us ready when the time comes for the real games.
Have you given much thought of who your partner will be back there at safety and how that affects the way you play?
No, not really. There's a lot of trust back there with everybody that goes in. Not only at safety, but we communicate a lot with the corners, with the nickel, with the linebackers. So if you're on the field, you're communicating and you're on the same page. So I'm really just going out there and playing.
And is that communication better now that you've been around a while? Some of these guys have been around your teammates?
Yeah. There's that, and then there's just a little more familiarity with what Zim wants out of us, what George wants out of us. It just makes things go a little smoother.
Are you seeing pretty good strides with the defense as a whole, a couple weeks into the start of training camp?
I don't think we played like we should play the first preseason game. So there's a lot to correct. So we're no, I would say no.
B-Rob, though, said training camp is probably more important than preseason because it's such a small little glimpse in the second. The first team wasn't out there a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, is the same with training camp? Do you think you're not having progressed as much as you look there? Or
you get a lot more reps in training camp, and it's we obviously have gotten a lot better since we've been here. I think you just need to transfer that to the field, because no matter what you do in practice, if you don't do it in the game, if you're somebody different, then you're not going to be playing the right techniques, not going to be playing the right calls. So you just have to transfer what we're doing on the field on the practice field to the game field. And I'll be the same person.
What are a couple of those things that you need continued improvement in that you need to transfer and show better now in preseason?
I think number one, you always got to stop the run. Mm-hmm. Just play tight coverage. That's just across the board. There's no particular position. That's the whole defense.
Harrison, is there any thought, your opponent on Thursday is Seattle, is there any thought about the way last year ended and the way you guys are playing this year? Is there any carryover? Is there anything? Or is it preseason?
No, there's really, especially the first couple games in the preseason, you're really playing your base calls. You're not really game planning too much. So we want to make sure that we can do what we do best. And that's just go out and play fast, play our rules. And that's really what we're focused on right now, tackling, running to the ball, and everybody playing the same, being in the right spots.
Is there any risk ever, not that anyone consciously does it, but to kind of semi-rest on your laurels? I mean, you had such a good defense last year. All those starters are back and that sort of thing. Does it take a little extra push to make sure, as a defense, you're not resting on your laurels?
I don't think it takes any extra, because that's just what our mindset should be to begin with. There's no, there's no carryover, per se, from last year. It's not like you just roll it over. It's a whole new defense, even though we have a lot of the same players. And the same coaches. So you just got to start from square one and improve, hopefully, and surpass what we were last year. Mm-hmm.